Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Fall is here, and now is the time to start adding flowers for the fall months ahead. The Louisiana Superplant Program is an educational and marketing campaign that highlights tough but beautiful plants that perform well in the Louisiana landscapes. Louisiana Superplants have a proven track record, having gone through several years of university evaluation and observation. Louisiana Superplants are university-tested and industry-approved. The new Louisiana Superplant from the LSU Ag Center for this fall is the Supertunia Vista Bubblegum Petunia. This is one of the most talked-about petunias over the past 3 to 5 years and one of the best petunias in the landscape trials at the LSU Ag Center's Hammond Research Station. Over the past few years, it has been proven that the Supertunia Vista Bubblegum is one of Louisiana's most durable petunia varieties. Supertunia Vista Bubblegum is a vigorous petunia with a 3-foot spread at maturity. It can grow 16 to 24 inches tall. Plant this plant in full sun for it to thrive. Petunias prefer an acidic soil in the range of 5.5 to 6.5. Mulching with pine straw improves the appearance of the landscape beds and minimizes splashing of water from irrigation while helping with weed control. When mass planted in the landscape bed, it is best to plant these plants on 18-inch centers. These petunias work equally well in containers and hanging baskets where the flowering branches and shoots can cascade over the edge, a truly spectacular spiller plant. Always plant the transplants at original cell pack depth or the pot depth in which you purchased. You will most likely find Supertunia Vista Bubblegum for sale in a 6-inch pot at your garden centers. There is often confusion about the best time to plant petunias in the landscape. In Louisiana, petunias do well when planted in fall from September through early November, and then again in late winter to early spring from February through mid-March. A fall planting of petunias will normally overwinter well and provide blooms until late May. Late winter and early spring plant petunias normally last until early June, but if the weather cooperates, the more heat-type petunias, such as the Supertunia Vista Bubblegum, can be oversummered very successfully. This is something to keep in mind for your plantings next spring, as we are finally moving into the cooler season of our fall months. Supertunia Vista Bubblegum are self-cleaning of their old flowers, so you can keep your tie-dyed shirt in your closet as deadheading is not necessary. Deadheading is the removing of old flowers and is not necessary or needed to maintain continued bloom, but a light pruning each bloom flush is recommended. Early morning watering is best for petunias and other bedding plants. With the vigorous growth habit of these petunias, you may need to pay more attention to the water demands of container-grown plants. All varieties of Supertunias are heavy feeders. Apply a 2 to 3 month controlled-release fertilizer when planting. For the best growth and flower production, fertilize these plants regularly. Water-soluble fertilizers are great for this purpose. You may consider using other cool-season Louisiana superplants when planting these petunias this fall. Try Swan Columbine, Amazon Dianthus, Sorbet Violas, Red Boar Ornamental Kale, Mesa Gallardia, and Diamond Blue Delphinium as companion plantings with the Supertunia Vista Bubblegum. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at WRKF.org.